Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Millions of people across North America have been advised to wear masks outdoors due to poor air quality sparked by intense wildfires in Canada. Dramatic pictures of the New York skyline yesterday showed an intense toxic haze, and officials warn that the dangerously smoky conditions are expected to persist into the weekend. This is from a CNN report last evening.
Right now, New York City is among the top five most air polluted cities in the world. At one point, the air quality index soared past 200 Tuesday night, according to New York City Mayor Eric Adams. That's a very unhealthy level.
It should be super crowded. Everybody should be trying to get the good air, but it's not crowded. That tells you something, right?
More than 40 million people across the Northeast, Midwest, and Mid-Atlantic are under air quality alerts. But the haze did not stop all New Yorkers from venturing outside on Tuesday.
I'm not just going to stay in the house because of air quality.
It is a little hazy, but they say, you know, you shouldn't do strenuous activity, but I feel like I can go for a run right now. You know I shouldn't, maybe.
Well, I'm joined on the line by John Soddo, who is Emeritus Professor of Chemistry at the University College Cork. Good morning, John.
Hello there, Claire.
So it looks pretty dramatic just looking at the pictures this morning. Does it paint a picture as to how bad the air quality is in the first place before we had the intervention of the fires?
Well, air pollution's with us all the time and is everywhere. But when we can actually see it, like the orange skies of New York, we just sit up and take notice. But what we actually see, though, is only part of the overall picture. It's the health effects of the small particles that are released when any solid fuel is burned, including wood-burning stoves in Dublin, that can be life-threatening.
Mm-hmm. So we mightn't have an air quality alert. The Americans who are affected at the moment might not have that all the time. But what you're saying is, well, perhaps they should.
Well, everybody should be fully aware of the dangers of burning solid fuel, certainly in Ireland, certainly coal, but increasingly the wood-burning stoves. But in the case of New York and the other eastern US states, the particles being released by the extensive wildfires that are burning over eastern Canada, and they're driven over the border by winds. And what I can say, actually, is I've been on the run myself from a wildfire a few years ago in Northern California. And I can tell you it's not fun trying to escape your house in a car when the flames are moving quickly erratically.
Tell us what happened, John.
Oh, well, I was visiting friends. We've got a cabin in Northern California in the mountains. And very often they've been spontaneous, but basically not spontaneous, caused by silly campers or whatever, that just start off the effect. And because climate change is affecting the heat and the dryness of the air, it's much more difficult to put them out, and wind patterns push them around. So, yes, it's very random, but quite scary.
Mm-hmm. So you're in your car trying to outpace the flames.
Yeah. Well, I was in my friend's car, who they were driving because they were used to this sort of thing, apparently, each year.
Yeah.
I must say, the house is beautiful, but you do have to beware of other things that might happen when you're in such beauty.
I was interested to look at the map today and how these fumes have been spreading from Canada across the United States. And if people can imagine, it's like an S shape lying on its side. Is that just due to the wind patterns, or what is going on there?
Yes. I mean, there is an obvious interaction between what we release from the ground, that is from cars as well as fires and natural things like these wildfires, and the weather. Natural and human interactions are generally the thing that cause most of our air pollution problems. Chlorofluorocarbons and the weather and the ozone layer, you know, spring to mind as being the chlorofluorocarbon release, and the fact that we have cold stratosphere does cause the problem that we had. So it happens all of the time. But in this specific case, the interruption, if you like, the Broadway shows and the sporting events and flights, give health warnings to people who are, if you're young, old, asthmatics, and you've got cardio conditions, then there's a real problem.
Yeah, you heard there in the clip of the CNN report that we played that some people had decided, I'm not going to bother listening to that, and they were out doing their normal things, including exercising. What are the health risks of ignoring that air pollution warning?
There are many and varied, including premature death, of course. But particularly if you're at the at-risk population, if you're young, old, asthmatic, as I said, with cardio problems. But even if you think you're healthy, don't go out doing exertion. Wear a mask. Wait until the weather disperses. But it's not just those particles, obviously, that are a problem. We get carcinogenic vapors that come off carbon monoxide. And in the case of the wood-burning trees, microbes that live in the trees normally can come over. So they're all toxic. It's not just the things we can see is the message I'd like to put over. Mm-hmm. It's the invisible pollution.
So if you are somebody who has a tendency to have respiratory problems or issues with your lungs, if you're breathing this stuff in, you're going to become inflamed. Is that the first sign of trouble?
Yeah, well, of course, the bigger particles, the things that we can see in this orange sky, are actually, we are able to cough and sneeze them out. The very small ones, you can get maybe 20 sitting side by side in a human hair. When you have those getting into you, they can get into our bloodstreams, our arteries, obviously, and our heart and our brains and lungs. And in the end, every cell in the body. And so things like diabetes have been related to, and Alzheimer's have been related to these small particles and ultra small particles that can get into us. And they're all part and parcel of the air pollution problem, not just the ones we can see.
John, thank you very much for joining us. John Soddo there, Emeritus Professor of Chemistry at UCC. Now, coming up next, Dermot Ferriter will be here. And today, Dermot is looking at the legacy of Erskine Childers as we approach the 50th anniversary of his inauguration as President of Ireland.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.